Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Have you ever felt too small, too shy, too different? What if I told you that one of the greatest soccer players in the whole world was once just a tiny kid who many people thought was too small to succeed? Today, we're going to hear the story of a boy from Argentina who loves soccer more than anything, a boy who faced a huge challenge and who never gave up. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Lionel Messi. Let's travel back in time. On June 24th, 1987, a baby boy named Lionel Andreas Messi was born in Rosario, Argentina. From the moment he could walk, Lionel loved to play with a ball. His family says he would sleep with a ball and take it everywhere he went. It was the 1990s and he was a small boy, really small, running around with a soccer ball glued to his feet. His family called him Leo. Leo wasn't the tallest, he wasn't the loudest, but when he had a soccer ball, magic happened. He dribbled past kids twice his size. He scored goals. He smiled shyly. Soccer wasn't just a game for Leo. It was his happy place.
I want to play soccer every day. I want to get better and better.
By age 5, he was already playing on a real team coached by his dad. By age 8, he was scoring almost every game. He practiced constantly, dribbling, shooting, and dreaming of playing for a big team one day. But something was happening that Leo didn't understand yet. He wasn't growing. When Leo was 10 years old, doctors discovered something serious. They told him he had a growth hormone deficiency, which meant his body wasn't making enough of the hormone that helps kids grow taller and stronger. It meant he might not grow tall enough to play soccer professionally.
I love soccer, but will I ever be good enough?
The treatment? Special medicine shots. The cost? Very expensive. His family couldn't afford the treatments he needed. Without treatment, he might stay very small. Some soccer clubs in Argentina liked Leo's talent, but they didn't want to pay for his medical treatment. Imagine being 10 years old and hearing that. He loved soccer. He was really good at it, but grown-ups were saying he's too small, and that hurt. Leo could have quit. He could have said, maybe they're right, but he didn't. He worked hard every day. He trained, ran, practiced tricks, and dreamed bigger than anyone thought possible.
I'll work harder than anyone, and I'll prove I can do it.
This was his big challenge, staying determined when it seemed impossible. Then something amazing happened. When Messi was 13 years old, scouts from FC Barcelona, one of the biggest soccer clubs in the world, came to watch him play. They were amazed by his skills. They made an offer. If he moves to Spain, we'll pay for his treatments. But there was a problem. Leo was only 13 years old. That meant leaving Argentina, leaving his grandparents, leaving his friends, leaving everything he knew. Leo and his dad flew to Spain. At first, Messi was very homesick. He missed his mom, his siblings, and his friends. He didn't speak much. He was very shy. And he missed home terribly. But he kept playing because he knew this was his big chance. He worked hard every day, both on the soccer field and in his medical treatments. And every time he touched the ball, he felt brave again. At Barcelona's youth academy, kids were bigger and stronger. Some players thought, he's too tiny. But when practice started, Leo zigzagged past defenders. He scored goal after goal.
Whoa!
Coaches stared in disbelief. They realized something important. He might be small, but his heart was huge. His turning point wasn't when he got taller. It was when he decided, I don't have to be the biggest. I just have to be the best version of me. That bravery changed everything. By the time he was 16, Messi had grown to his full height of 5 feet 7 inches, or 170 centimeters, and he was ready to show the world what he could do. Even though he was smaller than other players, he used his speed, skill, and clever thinking to score amazing goals. He dribbled past defenders, made teammates better, and inspired millions of kids around the world. Messi showed that size doesn't matter when your heart and mind are strong. Messi's talent was impossible to ignore. He moved up quickly through Barcelona's youth teams. Then in 2004, something amazing happened. At just 17 years old, Messi made his official debut for Barcelona's first team. From that moment on, Messi's career took off like a rocket. He wasn't just good, he was incredible. People started calling him the Flea because he was small, quick, and darting around defenders like they were standing still. Messi could do things with a soccer ball that seemed like magic. He could dribble past five or six players as if they weren't even there. His left foot became known as the magic wand because of the amazing goals he could score. Year after year, Messi got better and better. He won award after award, and people started to wonder, could this young man from Argentina become the greatest soccer player ever? But Messi didn't care about being called the greatest. He just loved to play soccer and wanted to help his team win. And win they did. With Messi leading the way, Barcelona became one of the most successful teams in soccer history. So at this point in his career, he was playing in the biggest tournaments in the world. He had won trophies, he had broken records, and he had amazed millions of people. But there was one thing missing, a World Cup trophy for Argentina. He tried in 2014. Argentina made it to the final, but unfortunately they lost. Leo looked heartbroken. People in Argentina started to criticize him, saying he didn't play as well for his country as he did for his club. Some said he would never win it. That was very hard for Messi, who loved his country deeply. He even announced he might quit the national team. That was a painful moment. But champions never quit forever. In 2022, at the FIFA World Cup, Leo returned. Game after game, he led Argentina with courage. And in the final match, it was one of the most exciting games ever played.
Yes, he's round the last defender, onto his right foot.
He scored, he passed, he inspired, and when the final whistle blew, Argentina won the World Cup, and we're world champions. Lionel Messi fell to his knees in joy. After all the doubt, after all the struggle, after all the years, he did it. That moment is the heart of our story. Not because he won, but because he never gave up. Lionel Messi's story matters because it teaches us never give up, even when things are hard. Hard work and patience can help you achieve your dreams. Believing in yourself is as important as talent. Messi didn't just play soccer. He inspired kids everywhere to chase their dreams, no matter what challenges they face. Why should Messi's story matter to you? Because you might feel too small, you might feel different, or you might struggle with something others don't. Messi teaches us being small doesn't mean being weak. Being shy doesn't mean being unimportant. Hard work beats doubt, and patience matters. He didn't change who he was. He used what made him different as his superpower. Lionel Messi was talented and full of passion. He showed perseverance. He kept going even when things were hard. Courage. He moved to a new country when he was only 13 years old. Humility. Even after becoming famous, he stayed quiet and respectful. Teamwork. He makes the players around him better. Resilience. After losing big games, he came back stronger. Those are traits you can practice too. As we wrap up, here are some fun Messi facts. He has won the Ballon d'Or award a record 8 times. This is an annual award given to the best player in the world. He scored more than 800 goals in his career. More than 600 goals were when he played with FC Barcelona. He once scored 5 goals in 1 Champions League game. Messi is famous for being quiet off the field, but magical on it. He has also played for Paris Saint-Germain and later joined Inter Miami CF, bringing soccer excitement to the United States. Pretty amazing, right? So before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Lionel Messi.
What team did he play for when he left Argentina? What was the nickname he earned because he was so quick moving around defenders? What was the high point of his career?
At the beginning of the story, I asked you a question. What if being small was actually your greatest strength? Think about Leo. He was smaller than everyone else. People doubted him. Some say he couldn't make it. But that small boy, he became one of the greatest players the world has ever seen. So maybe being small, or different, or underestimated isn't something that holds you back. Maybe it's your superpower. Because some heroes wear capes, but some heroes wear jerseys with the number 10. So when you doubt yourself, remember little Leo in Argentina, with a soccer ball, a dream, and a heart bigger than the whole stadium. Maybe the thing that makes you different is the very thing that will help you shine. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.